Think of Abraham. Abraham gets the word of the Lord, and that he will be the father of many nations. He will have a son. And so he holds on to that word for many years. It lands in good soil, and he trusts God. He leaves all that he knows to really follow God and believe him for this wonderful, wonderful vision that nobody around him really even has. So he's stepping out of faith against what his culture tells him. So he's doing all he can to maintain this good soil. But then time passes. The pressures of the world and his old age start to choke out the word. And he decides with his wife Sarah to take measures into his own hands and to use human reasoning instead of following the voice of the Lord. They reason that there are other ways to have children. And so he takes his wife's handmaid Hagar and they have Isaac. God had to come and remind Abraham that the promised son would come through Sarah. The Ishmaels we produce will have no inheritance, no place in the inheritance God promises to the seed that is produced in the good soil. Think of Elijah. In the beginning, you see, he was full of good soil as well. He risked his life to go tell the king and queen that there's going to be a drought because of their rebellion. And then he trusts God to provide for him when that drought causes a famine in the land. And then you see even more miracles. You got him believing God to raise a dead boy to life. And the whole thing with Mount Carmel, where, you know, he's up against however many different other prophets, and God just comes through with this wonderful miracle. And then after all these years of good soil and believing God, fear enters his heart. And fear closes the door to him hearing God. See, what happens is, after all these wonderful acts, Jezebel, the queen, makes the declaration that she would kill Elijah. And he runs away. And he has a hard time hearing from God. Thankfully, God's grace leads him into an encounter that he does hear from God again. But we have to understand it ourselves, that there, each time we have new circumstances, there's new opportunities to hear from God, and we must continually maintain good soil in order to hear his word and hold on to the things he tells us. Our family had a seed placed into us that we told you a little bit about already. 2.5 years ago, our family was sidetracked by the word of the Lord. We had no vision of China, and then he told us to come to China. And in 4 months' time, we changed everything we knew to get here and to believe him for this word. At first, we didn't know what we were to do. We didn't know where we were to go. And so we just kept on going back to God and asking for more seed to be placed into our hearts, more seed to be placed in our soil. And he started showing us things. He showed us not just here to China, but he showed us where in China. He showed us this city, that this was a special place that was going to be for us. And that's proved over and over again. I've already thanked every one of you publicly for what the help you've given us. And there's no telling that we would have had similar help other places. He also showed us what he wanted us to do here, and that was to create a family for teenage orphan girls, to have a farm that would give us land to be able to take them in and give them jobs. And he's just kept on showing us bit by bit of where we were to go and what we were to do. And at first, we had good soil. I believe we had good soil, and we were just kind of kept on moving and kept on trusting him. But fast forward a couple years, we've been studying the language and building a base for what we felt to do. And in the midst of it all, our personal finances started going to zero. And doubt sets in. The weeds are starting to come up. Is God really going to come through for us? So Allison and I have been trained. We've been trained on how to raise support. We know all the top thinking on how to raise support. And he kept on going back to God, and he said, God, what are we to do? And he kept on saying, I don't want you to do anything. You can make it available, but I don't want you to directly ask anyone for support. We were torn. We had this frustration with us. It's like, are we going to trust God to provide for us, or are we going to create our own Ishmael and follow through how we feel like we can make God's seed grow? I don't feel like there's anything wrong about raising support. Let me kind of add that, because I know a lot of people here do that. But God clearly wanted us to trust him for our finances. And Allison and I had to continue to go back to confirm this word over and over again. We were tempted to create an Ishmael when God wanted to give us an Isaac. The world may tell us we'll run out of money, that we will not have enough for our kids' education, that we will not be taken care of. The cares for providing financially for our family threaten to strangle the word of God to that seed that he's placed in our heart. And like many of you, we're still on a journey, but the journey requires us to actively maintain good soil and listen for the word of God. So think about the word God has given you. How is your soil? Have you turned from his voice because it seems too impossible? Have you tried to make it happen on your own? How many of us create Ishmaels because we think through how we're going to follow God's direction instead of listening to his voice all along the way? The child of the slave woman is birthed by rationalizing God's plans. The Ishmaels that we produce are because we try to rationalize what God's going to do instead of continuing to hold on to the word and the seed that he's given us. We move off the fertile soil to build instead of allowing God to grow. The child of the free woman is birthed out of love and holding on to God's promises. Isaac was born by holding on to the promise of God and trusting the love and that God's going to come through. So maintaining the good soil is allowing God to lead by his word. Galatians 4:28 talks about, therefore let us get rid of the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance of the free woman's son. Our inheritance is too big to ever try to comprehend it by logic and reason. God wants to do something miraculous in your life. God is able to do much more than we can ever comprehend. Let us maintain the good soil, holding on to God to show us the next step and let the seed grow.